welcome to Inside the Helix, a podcast presentation from DNA Genetics. Throughout this series, we focus on all things that matter to the pork industry. You'll hear from our award-winning team of geneticists, veterinarians, animal care providers, nutritionists, and other industry-leading experts. We'll explore pig production from genetic improvement all the way to meat quality. Listen along as we take a deep dive inside the DNA Helix.
Biosecurity protocols must be strictly followed in modern swine operations, as disease outbreaks can be costly to producers and devastating to pig populations. One key component of a well-rounded biosecurity plan includes transportation protocol from farm to farm. Today we're going to spend some time talking about truck wash strategies with Ryan Strain, who is the Director of Transportation for Pillen Family Farms and DNA Genetics. Thanks for joining us today, Ryan. Ryan, let's begin by talking about your history. You've been with Pillen Family Farms and DNA Genetics for a number of years. Were you always passionate about the swine industry, or how did you kind of end up in your current position?
Yeah, I guess prior to working here directly for Pillen, I was an owner-operator hauling livestock. And I hauled my first loads for Pillen Family Farms. It would have been PST back then in 2000. In 2007. I was hired to help Pillen's start their own transportation department internally, and it's been history ever since.
So talk about how the company's truck wash system has evolved over time.
It has evolved a lot. Back in 2000, you know, we volume washed and power washed and disinfected. Depending upon the types of loads, market loads back then were often just volume washed and disinfected, and you'd add the next step of power washing for nursery to finish or isoene movements. As time went on, I think the first bake that I can recall that Pillen's built, the Baker site, I think roughly 2004, and that was the first baking that I had ever heard of.
So how many sites then are there kind of over the entire Pillen DNA system in regards to truck washes?
There, we'd have three truck washes that serve our tractor trailers that are on road. There are some smaller truck washes that cater to stuff that's on farm, but three handle and on road.
Can you touch on the volume that maybe goes through a lot of these sites?
Yeah, so our truck wash east in Humphrey washes the majority of our market trailers, and we did about 8,500 washes there in 2023. You know, we have another truck wash in Columbus, and that wash is basically reserved for our isoene trailers and Colsow trailers, nursery to finish trailers, and we washed about 3,900 of those last year. The third truck wash would be truck wash west in Humphrey. That's where we wash our DNA sales trailers and our special move trailers, that'd be breeding stock replacement loads. We did 950 washes through there last year.
That's pretty substantial. That's a lot of washes. And that's pretty much every time a truck will get a new load, it gets washed?
Every load, trailer gets washed and baked. Every load. Doesn't matter the type of load.
So I know we're wanting to keep our trucks and trailers as clean as possible because we don't really want to contaminate one farm with possible pathogens from another farm or a packing plant. What are maybe some basic truck wash principles that producers should follow?
I guess our baseline, you know, we start with a high volume wash to remove all organic matter from the trailer. Next step, we apply farm foam Evo, like a pre-soak, following that with a pressure wash. And there's a final volume wash after. And then there's an inspection to make sure that all organic matter has been removed. And next, we apply disinfectant, and we use intervention as the product that we're using. And the last step then is we bake the trailer to 160 degrees. And to expand upon that a little further, the last part of our trailers, by design of our bake bays, the last part of our trailers to get warm would be the exterior front side of your trailer right above the hitch. And because it is the last part to heat up, that's the part that we measure to set our target temp. And when that is 160 degrees, we end the bake process. But that will inherently, the interiors of our trailers probably are approaching 185 to 190 degrees.
Now, is this just an added layer then of continuing to kill any remaining bacteria, pathogens, and that kind of thing that maybe were missed during the wash?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's multi-layers of firewall. So basically, you know, if you remove all the organic matter and the trailer gets dry, there's very little risk. While we're removing all of the organic matter, we're power washing it with hot water. We're disinfecting it again. And then the final disinfectant step is a bake.
Yeah. And I imagine you're using new water for this entire process. You're not using any recycled water or anything like that.
We do not recycle any water, no.
So then I guess in regards to once the truck is baked, is it pretty much ready to go at that point?
Yeah. So in the bake bays is where we store our bedding. And so that bedding is continually kept sterile through the heat that it endures while it's there. And when a trailer's completed its bake process, the bedding's placed in the trailer by the wash team, and the trailer's pulled outside, the door's rolled down, it's pulled outside, and nobody gets in that trailer again until it bumps the chute at a farm.
Mm-hmm. Talk about maybe the audit process that occurs then, you know, after a truck is washed, it's baked, how it's maybe inspected to make sure that it meets standards.
Sure. So, I mean, the inspections, we have a checklist that the inspectors use, and it's basically all of that's pretty simple. But the inspection takes place after the power washing, and after the power wash, when they're done power washing, they do a quick flush one more time just to make sure any particular that it may have blown around is gone. And then the inspection occurs. And we do that before we disinfect. As by the time you foamed the trailer with disinfectant, it'd be hard to see if anything's left. So basically, they're just visually flashlight, walking through a trailer, checking all the areas or items that are on the checklist, you know, behind your gates, corners, ceilings, floors. Floors are obvious. If it passes the inspection, then the trailer is okay for the person washing it to go ahead and foam it with disinfectant. After that, it's pulled into the bake bay. It goes through the bake cycle. Then it's stocked with wood chips. And then it gets parked and it's ready for a load.
Yeah, could you expand on that then a little bit further then in regards to, is every trailer inspected then? Is this a random process or how does this all work?
Sure. So at our market wash, our truck wash East and Humphrey, the inspections that are performed there, those would be random inspections done by the operator. At Columbus Truck Wash, it's not random. Every trailer, every time, there's an operator walking through the trailer doing the inspection. And at our truck wash West and Humphrey, it's taken a step further and it's documented and signed off upon by the operator. And that level of insurance, it's on our highest health, our most sensitive loads.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess from the very start of the process to the very end where the truck is baked and ready to go, how long of a entire process does that typically take on average?
Sure. So, you know, as we mentioned earlier, we have three different truck washes and they all provide varied levels of service. And depending upon the types of loads for, obviously Humphrey East with does our market washes. That one is probably the most expedited level of service. It would take probably on average in good weather, probably about an hour to hour and 15 minutes to wash, disinfect, or wash, power wash, and disinfect that trailer. And then it'll enter the bake process, which that varies depending upon outside temp, but probably about an additional 50 minutes to an hour. So two hours, 15 minutes. For a market trailer wash, the Columbus truck wash and the truck wash West truck washes basically are those washes mostly due to the fact that we're removing, you know, in the wintertime, I guess when we're running panels, enclosure panels, we're probably adding about 20 minutes to a half hour to each trailer, removing the panels if they have removable panels. Washing both sides of those, and then you have a third-party inspection on those trailers, which also probably adds up to about another 10 minutes. So I think on our truck wash west washes, the DNA sales and special move trailers, you were probably an average of about 3.5 hours on those.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Very good information today. My guest today discussing truck washes and biosecurity protocols was Ryan Strain, Director of Transportation for Pill and Family Farms and DNA Genetics. For Inside the Helix, I'm Curtis Harms.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Inside the Helix, presented by DNA Genetics. Inside the Helix is released every other Tuesday and is focused on what matters to the swine industry. To catch up on previous episodes, visit us online at dnaswinegenetics.com or find us at your favorite podcast streaming platforms. You can also keep up with DNA Genetics throughout the year by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. For Inside the Helix, I'm Curtis Harms.